with pleasure activist and sexologist Tanya Coons. G'day, Tanya.
Hey, Bridey, morning.
In for the third week in a row.
You're getting sick of me now.
No, could never get sick of you. Last time you were in, a fortnight ago, we were talking about painful sex with people for vaginas and vulvas. I need to get over my fear of saying this stuff on air.
The V words.
Yes. And the importance of foreplay to sort of warm up and prepare the vagina for intercourse. Today we're talking about painful sex, particularly for pain in the penis.
Yep.
And the
people who own penises and people who have butts, which is
all
of us.
So yes. I don't need to feel like I'm discriminating there. I want to put the call out to you if you're listening in, if you've got a story about pain that you experience. Can I say dick? Is that okay?
Sure.
In your dick when you're having sex, 0409-945-945. You can remain anonymous. Share your story and help people share theirs.
Yep.
So what are some of the common reasons that you might experience pain in your penis during sex?
The two most common things that I see are phimosis, which is a tight foreskin. It doesn't sort of retract back when the penis gets erect. So if you can imagine, the skin should be stretching, but it doesn't, and the penis swells. Mm-hmm. And so that skin then causes some pain. So that can be seen by going to a doctor. Sometimes they just put weights around the foreskin to stretch it, and that will be okay. But sometimes people need surgery to correct that. And there's another thing called Peyronie's disease, which is where you get plaques forming in the skin on the penis. So it's like hardened skin. And what that can result in is a bend in the penis, right? So it's sometimes, a lot of the time, people can manage that. They might have a sort of bend to one side. But sometimes the penis can be so bent that it's really difficult to achieve intercourse.
And last fortnight, we figured out that about 20% or one in five women experience pain during sex.
Yeah.
How do those numbers translate to penis owners?
Yeah. I did a little bit of research on the weekend, and it's actually about 30% of women who experience pain during vaginal sex and 7% of men. And when we get to anal, it's 72% of women and 15% of men. So it's a bit higher. And I think that's due to lack of understanding. We'll come to that. But amongst the men who said that sex was painful, penis pain was the top complaint, and then scrotal pain, and then general abdominal pain. But for most of the types of pain that you get with penis or scrotal, the discomfort just lasts 5 minutes or so or less. So friction and dryness can make sex painful for everybody. And the studies that I looked at showed that if you change positions or stop what you're doing for the guy, that can actually stop the pain. Whereas for women, the pain can continue on, which seems like a bit of a raw deal.
We've got a text in on 0409-945-945 asking, can you break your penis?
Yes, you can, right? I know there are no bones in the penis, but there are lots of spongy tissues in the penis that swell when it gets erect, and the tissue coating around the side of those spongy, the corpus cavernosum and corpus spongiosum, they can stretch. And if you are thrusting and you kind of miss, so like if you bang into your partner's perineum, or if your partner's bouncing on top of you and they bounce too hard on the wrong angle, those you can cause enough stress to the penis or a blow to the penis that you can actually break those cells and tear them. So you'll know that you've done it because you'll hear a pop. And then there'll be pain, and then there'll be bruising, right? So if that happens to you, the best thing to do is go to A&E. It's not the thing that you want to hold on to, because you need to treat that within 72 hours. So if you're peeing and there's blood, it could be that you've torn your urethra as well.
Now, speaking of holding on to, as a sexologist, do you find that people with penises are reluctant to talk about problems they might have, or do you see this more commonly?
I think, it's interesting about people with penises. I think most people find it really difficult to talk about painful sex. So I think when I was talking about the women, you know, they've often spent many years and many practitioners before they've found help or they've sat on it, so to speak. With people with penises, they can be very, very embarrassed and not want to talk about it. But there are things that you can get a twisted testicle, right? And if that happens to you, if you start getting swelling, it's really important that you go to hospital and get that checked out. out, because if you don't, you could lose that testicle because it cuts off the blood supply. And in the A&E, they'll know what to do and sort that out. It's painful. It's embarrassing, but go do it, because the people in A&E have seen everything. They're not going to shame you. They're going to be like, dude, it's really great that you came in and got some help.
Give us a text if you've got something you'd like to share. I'm talking to our resident pleasure activist and sexologist, Tanya Coons. 0409 945 945 is the text line. We have one submission here. Do you mind if I read that to you now?
Yeah.
It says, when I was 16, I had sex. When you're gay, it's called being disco-sticked. For the first time. As he went down on me, it was unbearable. It was total pain. He didn't understand why it hurt, because normally you'd expect a guy to go wild over getting blown for the first time, but for some reason, it was agony. 5 years later, multiple doctor... jock drops.
A cystoscopy. Yeah.
And much grief later, I have what has been dubbed bad luck. The gland is too sensitive to touch. I think my parents were too shy to properly talk about my PP, so the bat stayed in the cave for too long cooking. So when I went to have passionate Skins-esque sex, it was like sticking a finger in boiling water.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that. A cystoscopy is where they stick a camera up your urethra. So that's
the wee hole?
Yep. So that's not a lot of fun. Yeah, thanks for clarifying that. I meet guys that do have a very sensitive glans penis, right? So when you pull the foreskin back, it's so sensitive to touch that part of the body that they can experience that as painful, right? So the finger in boiling water was actually a good analogy. What we do to treat that is generally give them exercises where they have to practice touching that part of their body and desensitize it. So it's interesting. I wonder what the doctors have been saying to this person, because it happens for people. Yeah, it's unlucky, but I think that there are things that you can do about that. It's like anything in the body, you know, we can teach it and train it to do new things. I often teach people to wake up parts of their body that are dead or not sensitive, and we can do that, but we can also take parts that are too sensitive and, expose them a little bit more and get them used to touch and used to seeing the light of day.
Let's go to a song break now. Mm. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about The butts. That's right. I'm with Tanya Coons, our pleasure activist from Surrey Hills Therapy. Come on. With pleasure activist and sexologist Tanya Coons. She joins us every fortnight to talk about all things good and bad that happen in our sex lives. Today we're talking about pain for the penis, and we've got a text in, Tanya. It says, hi, FBI. The first few times I had sex, I was quite horrified to look down at the condom as it had blood in it, and I didn't do anything about it. It was painful for a couple of years. I guess my foreskin stretched. I don't have any bleeding or discomfort now. Is that a boy hymen?
No, I think that's just what we were talking about before with phimosis. It's just a tight foreskin. I'm sorry that they put up with pain and discomfort for a few years, because that would really kind of be off-putting. But it shows how many people put up with things. And that was lucky, because it feels like over time and stretching, the skin was sort of like, okay, I'm cool now. But some people, it doesn't work like that, and they do need to get some help.
I wonder if penis owners feel pressure to perform, for their partners and put up with pain, just as we learnt that a lot of women are doing.
I think everybody does, because there's this expectation that sex should be good and fun. So if it isn't, then you feel like you're broken and weird and you can't talk about it because everybody else likes it. And you look at the pub talk and the coffee shop talk. Everyone's talking about how great it is. And if you're like, oh, this isn't going so well for me, very hard to talk about it.
We're going to move into something that everyone owns, and it is the butthole. Now, the phrase a pain in the ass gets thrown around all too much. It's used for a lot of things, except for rarely used, literally. Why does anal sex seem to hurt so many people?
Because they're not doing it properly. It's that simple. The first place in your body where you will experience stress or tension is actually in your anal sphincters, right? So if somebody freaks you out, if you're terrified, if you're nervous, if you're anxious, that part of your body is going to close up, right? And for butt sex, you need to know that there are two sphincters that you're working with down there. You've got the external sphincter and the internal. The external sphincters controlled by the central nervous system. That's us, and we have control over it. So we can squeeze our butt and let go, do all sorts of things on the bus. The internal sphincter is controlled by the autonomic nervous system. So we don't have control over that. That's the fight or flight one.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody freaks us out, or even if we're nervous just about butt sex, we can get this clamping, right? So it's very, very important that people, A, learn to take time, learn about their anatomy. The butt is different to a vagina. The vagina, the Latin translation for vagina actually means sheath, like the sword sheath. And it's a straight pathway in and there's no resistance. It's kind of nestled in amongst all the organs. But when you're talking about butt sex, you're putting something in where there's a whole bunch of tubing that's coiled all around. So if you shove something in quickly, you're going to turn in, you're going to run into a bend in the tubing, right? So if you think about it, you want to do this very slowly. It's like putting a sausage skin on over whatever you're putting in there, finger, dildo, penis, fist, right? So understanding that relaxation is important. I always say to clients who are learning about this, don't try anything unless you can get at least two fingers in, right? So it's about relaxing. I coach people to breathe, you know, there's a lot of things that you can learn, yeah?
So, yeah.
But I think just, you know, flipping someone over and saying, let's try this, is not a good idea. I know you see it in the porn, but they don't show you all the preparation work that they've done to make that possible.
So tell us a little bit more about the right way to do anal.
You need to have time, right? So I would advocate at least an hour. It's not something you want to do in 5 minutes. You need to be relaxed, right? If you're uptight, if you're stressed, if you're worried or you're anxious, this is not the time for butt sex because you're not going to be able to relax those sphincters. And yeah, you need to take it very, very slowly, right? Lots of lube. That part of your body doesn't produce lubrication naturally. So lots and lots and lots of lubricant. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing shameful about that. That's a way to make it go really well for you.
We had a submission earlier in the week. Someone wanted to know, a younger, less confident version of me had anal sex for the first time and thought the pain was part of the normal process. I ended up tearing my anus internally and it has never properly healed.
Wow, I'm sad to hear that. And I think because people say, you know, oh yeah, butt sex hurts. No, it doesn't. No sex should hurt. I constantly people say to me, oh, women don't like anal sex. I'm like, no, let me correct that. Women don't like bad or painful anal sex. So if you're taking your time, if you're understanding how their body works and how your body works, that's a much better way. If this person's got internal scarring, I have some colleagues that are sexological body workers, and you can actually go see a body worker that will massage your scar tissue with organic castor oil, and it can dissolve the scar tissue and take away some of that pain. Because a lot of pain in sex and sexual organs and in the pelvis comes from scar tissue, which is tight, and it pulls and contracts muscles and makes things not as fluid and soft as they should be.
There you go.
Yeah.
0409 945 945 is the number. If you want to join the conversation, ask a question.
Yeah, give
or
us a call.
Share your story to our sexologist, Tanya Coons, who's in, and we're talking about painful sex and painful anal. Someone's written in, I'm curious about how to prep for anal. Are you supposed to go to the toilet before anal sex, or does it not matter?
Well, it can matter. It is a good idea to try and evacuate that part of your system. So if you want to prepare for anal sex, again, this is the time. You want to douche, but several hours beforehand. So you can buy a douche at a sex shop and you can fill it up with warm water and you squirt that up your butt and then squat over the toilet and let that all come out, and it will bring fecal matter out with it. So yes, people, I mean, if you're going to play in that area, you might run into poo. It's really important to be prepared for that and then not squicked out. A lot of people are like, oh my God, this happened. But it's like, yeah. Yeah, that's where you're playing. It's not terrible. You can stop what you're doing, clean up and resume. But let's not shame people for what goes on naturally and normally in their body. So, yeah, again, it's the preparation that really helps for that sort of thing and being relaxed. I'll often coach people saying, you know, have some time together, deep breathing together. Don't start with anal, you know, have a few orgasms first before you're going to go down that path so that your body's nice and relaxed and it's swollen up and engorged and chilling right out.
So take your time.
Take your time. Yep. Take your time, take your time, take your time. And go slowly. Go slowly. You can build up to things, but let your body sort of open up naturally and be prepared rather than trying to shove things in and then experiencing pain.
I feel like this has been the main theme of the past few shows we've been talking about painful sex, is that people want to get to the hard and fast so quickly. And I wonder if that's porn or just our 21st century lives that make us sort of like, okay, we've got to get this done so we can do the next thing.
That's such a good point that you bring up. I think some of it is porn, because porn's actually, you know, what you're going to learn from porn is what men fantasize about and very poor technique, right? You're not really going to learn useful stuff. So, and porn is visual entertainment for adults. So they're only going to show you the good bits. They're not going to want to show you an hour of warming up, because that's going to cost you too much to buy. And if you're wanting to have a quick wank, that's not what you want to look at, right? But the in a hurry stuff, I think we look at the difference between people with vulvas and people with penises, arousal systems. People with penises can arouse very quickly, and they have this energy where it's very lusty and it's very forceful, and they want to get into all the good stuff. Whereas people with vulvas need time to warm up. You know, like a classic old car, you've got to warm up in the garage before you take them out for a spin. And the interesting thing is, if you treat everybody in the world's arousal system as if they had a penis, it's not going to go well for everyone. But if you treat everybody in the world's arousal system as if they had a vulva, it's going to go beautifully for everyone, because bodies have time to warm up, feel yummy, and actually enjoy a whole lot more.
My guest today is Tanya Coons, our resident pleasure activist, power to the pleasure, and sexologist. You will be back in a fortnight's time for more of Let's Talk About Sex. You can recommend topics to us to talk about.
Oh, yeah, call in.
To send them to jody.f@fbiradio.com. Give us a call right now. Send us a text, 0409-945-945. Let us know what you want to hear about. What's something you've always wanted to discuss in the realm of sex? That's what we do here. Thank you so
much. Nothing too taboo.
No, exactly, as we found out. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. Have a lovely weekend.
You're on Mornings on FBI Radio.
This podcast is produced by FBI Radio in Sydney. Find more at fbiradio.com/podcasts.
on board shorts, Figure Eight, from their forthcoming EP due out later this year. Very cruisy vibes for your public holiday Monday. G'day, it's Bridie Tanner with you. Anything you want to find out about the show, what we're playing, what we've been talking about, go to the program page. It's on FBI's website and you just find Mornings with Bridie Tanner. Coming up on Movies, 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 did you know that Lenny Kravitz has a daughter who is not only talented actor, she's also an accomplished musician. Her name is Zoe Kravitz, and it's just been announced that she's going to be the star in the remake of a classic movie. Now, I want you to see if you can guess what this film is. It's going to be made into a TV show, but see if you can guess. I've got a little clue for you here to help you out. 0409 945 945. What is Zoe Kravitz, Lenny Kravitz's daughter, going to be starring in a TV remake of? Here's a clue.
My store is called Championship Vinyl. Turn it off! It won't go any louder! Now, baby, I'm
sure. I can't fire them. I hired these guys for 3 days a week and they just started showing up every day. That was 4 years ago.
That's your clue. Text in if you think you know the answer. 0409 945 945. Very soon, Film Lords Jack and Andre join us for everything that's making news in cinema, plus reviews. That's coming up for you real soon. This is a track from your album of the week now by No Name. Comes with a language warning.
$100, Joe?
Blaxploitation.
Did you take my money?
That's right, little bitch.
Petty pissing on petty to poop. Only the niggas that hoop. Trade them all for cartoon. Dance, monkey dance. Cathedral gon' fit me good tonight. Eating Chick-fil-A in the shadows. That tastes like hypocrite. Yummy, tasty. Yummy, tasty. Waffle from my empathy. Bitches just really lazy. Maybe I'm not hypocrite. Maybe I'm hypochondriac. I'm struggling to simmer down. Maybe I'm an insomnia black. Bad sleep triggered by bad government. But I think peace and the rats are on the new age covenant. If you really think I'm cooking crack and pass me the oven, Miss Captain, watch a little bitch. You go crunch and wonder how everything happened.
My people started fighting a long time ago, and they are still fighting. Revolution was never meant to be easy.
This is not your fight, black man. What is this to you?
It's not a matter.